Hello, good day. Good day, it's Moni. It's Moni Uncut. Guess what I'm gonna talk about today? Your purpose and how people don't understand it. It's just gonna be, well, it's supposed to be brief. Because I just needed to get this out there for people to know and understand that people are not going to understand your purpose for you. Why should other people understand your purpose for you, or know your purpose for you, or know what you should be doing, saying, going? You know, why should other people know? Anyways, it's Moni, M-I-O-U-X-N-I-E. I haven't been on here in a while. I've been doing some thinking and processing, and then also doing some shows, doing a couple of events. I had a couple of events this past weekend. It worked out. I want to talk about that. I'm supposed to be working out in a couple of minutes, but I have to make my coffee. So I'm going to be brief, but I needed to get on here. Y'all know when, if you listen to me before, then you know that when I do these podcasts, it's like something that I got to get out. Of course, there's always something that I need to get out, but this is kind of important to me to get out. There was a comment made on my I saw it popped up on my phone when I woke up this morning, and it said, Moni, you need to get back in the word. And like, it's not frustrating, but it's like, Lord, oh Lord, like, you don't know what you, first of all, the people that comment have no business, most of them have no business commenting, because they don't follow me on my social media, so they don't know exactly what I'm doing. They don't know my purpose behind anything. We don't talk in person. We're not close friends. We're associates, and they see you in passing. So they see a photo that you post, and they assume. And that's one of the things that gets us nowhere in life. Gets us nowhere assuming and minding other people's business. Now, if you don't understand it, then leave it alone. Let it go. But this is a part of the process of learning who you are as an individual, not allowing stuff to get to you. It's not that I'm allowing it to get to me. It's just that I understand that as a human, as a creative, as a child of God, that I need to know who I am, my direction, stay firm with it, and not allow people's misunderstandings, people's assumptions to dictate where I'm going or if I'm slowing down. And that's what I've done a lot in my life. I've slowed down and I've just changed my route a little bit because of people, because I didn't want people to think, oh my God, especially with the skulls, with the painted skulls. Yes, it gets attention. Yes, people are going to assume. I already know that. People are going to assume that I'm over here, like, doing witchcraft or whatever. And, you know, people can assume whatever. But it's not for everybody to figure out what I'm doing or to assume what I'm doing. It's not for everybody. But I understand, after watching people assume over and over and over again by a small fact or a small bug in somebody's ear, for celebrities, that these celebrities are doing something a certain way. They automatically assume, oh, these celebrities are doing this, or these celebrities are doing that. Like, just, like, so. Basically, what I'm saying is, mind your business. If what someone is doing doesn't connect to you, it doesn't resonate with you and make you feel good or changed or whatever, it's not for you. And maybe it's not for you at that time. Maybe it's not for you at all ever. Maybe, you know, your friendship was what it was and now it is what it is, which is, you know, non-existent. But we have to learn to allow things to be gone. I've always held on to people I knew because I wanted people to like me and people to appreciate me and people to understand me. And the truth of the matter is, everybody will not, because can't nobody see or hear what's going on in my house or in my head. Nobody knows. People can assume whatever they'd like, but you have to be able to grow through that and understand that that's just a part of life. That's just a part of getting to where God has for you. You're going to go through, I mean, just being real. And I don't talk about Jesus like that because there ain't no way his name was Jesus. But there's certain things that I don't understand about the Bible, but I do read and I do that. That's a part of who I am. The scripture in the Bible. And it's funny that people would tell me, oh, I need to get back in the Word. Or whatever, and you don't even know if I'm quoting it and talking to God and have it shown. You just don't know. It's too early, child. Too early. Too early. What was I saying? I'm still trying to make my coffee and trying not to make too much crazy sounds so y'all can still hear me. But the whole point is, be who you're supposed to be for you. You'll find peace in the storm. You'll find the most satisfaction. You'll find that if you focus on the people who are grateful for you, like that, if you would just allow it, the people who are grateful for you and that admire you and that are inspired by you will, like, just, you'll see that more than you see the negative comments. Just focus on what you need to focus on, and that's the positive things happening. Positive, just positive. Knowing where you're going, knowing where you're at, knowing that you're being used in a completely, well, shit, for me, in a completely different way by God. I was telling my dad the other day, because it's interesting. My dad supports my shit now. Like, he heard my songs and everything. I was like, ooh, no, I didn't want you to hear that. But he supports what I'm doing. I don't understand that, but it ain't for me to understand. Whereas, like, some people, and my dad, like, is a preacher. But I don't understand, like, everything about, I can't say that I understand everything about God. I cannot say that, because his ways aren't our ways and his mind aren't our mind, but we can have like a piece of how he thinks or a piece of how he operates. So for us to try to fathom like who God is really is unfathomable. So, Because before, like when I was, let's say, 50, you know, in high school or whatever, I would have never thought about doing some of the things that I do now. But I have a closer relationship and a more, it's a different type of relationship with God than I had before. When I have a before, it was based on religion and what I've experienced in church and through my parents. Now it's based on myself, my close relationship with God and what I find works for me and who God is to me. So like now when people tell me things, it doesn't bother me like it would have before. I'm not going to lie. Shit still bothers me, but it bothers me in a different way. It's like, oh Lord, here we go. Like, I really want people to not just assume. Like, I mean, it's just a part of, like, being a human. Stop assuming. Stop assuming. That's not your spirit talking. That is your flesh. That is your flesh, okay? Stop assuming. Because you want the God to, what God told you to get, that God told you that I need to do that? Is that what God told you? Oh, that's what you think God told you because, you know, you need to spread the gospel or whatever. You just assume. You ain't talked to me in years. How you doing? You okay? How's life? None of that. All it is you need to get back into work. You have no idea what I'm doing. You don't even know me. So when I'm looking at, like, people's comments underneath, like, because I read them, people's comments underneath, like, their posts or whatever, and of the, and how people just go in, y'all ain't got shit to do, do y'all? Y'all ain't got a goddamn life. Y'all bored as hell. Y'all upset with these people who are actually doing shit. I mean, leave people alone. Leave me alone. I'm happy. And the words applies. I'm happy. Why are you mad? Leave me alone. All right, that's all I wanted to say for now. Just, you know, just keep focused on yourself and your goals and what you're doing, and make sure that you're doing what God has for you and not what everybody else assumes that you should be doing, because that ain't what you're supposed to be doing. Okay? I hope y'all have a great day. I hope y'all have a great day. MIOUXNIE. Follow me on all social media. I hit 1,000 followers, y'all, this weekend. I'm like, yeah, I did my little dance and then I fell out in the flow because I hit 1,000 followers. All right. I hope y'all have a great day. I'll talk to y'all soon. I need to do this workout, okay? It's Moni.